Hello.
Hi, is this Teddy?
Hey, Paul, you remember talking to me?
Of course. I was actually supposed to call you about 20 minutes ago on my own calendar, but I got tied up on a long phone call, and then I had to step away from my desk for a bit. But absolutely. We talked a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we're supposed to hook this thing up, get this thing running for next year, man, start the year off
yeah.
like this.
Get it fired up the first of the year. That's what I've got in my notes.
I was going to try the first month, you know, and give
okay.
me my credit card, and it's going to be
yeah.
$300. You told me, right?
It is exactly. Well, it's exactly $299, but it is that fixed
okay.
rate, so there's no taxes or fees or
yeah.
surcharges or lead fees. It is month mm-hmm. to month, and that is
right.
with the websites included. There's a social media campaign, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, and the best part about it is the calls come directly to you. So you're not paying for the lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now,
I just hope that I get the calls, you know, that'd be fine.
As long as you get calls,
yeah.
you know, and keep the service, that's kind of
right.
the whole point of it. We want to make it affordable
yeah.
for you because your success is our success.
Now, Paul, I got one of my guys that worked for me.
Okay.
Not that I have a bunch of crew or anything, but
okay.
we're all smarter. But so one of the guys, you know, made a logo, made a few things up
okay.
and everything for me. But he's not
okay.
here with me. We don't work on Fridays. That's how
okay.
come I have time to do. I have administrative stuff. If I don't watch them working, I lose
okay.
money. You got a few levels on top of them. I don't know if you know how small
sure.
companies are run, but that's
oh,
how
yeah.
I ran. So
yeah,
I'll
course.
Do administrative stuff on Friday. So
okay.
I'm going to have to probably be back in the office with them, and you can get
that's
any
okay.
kind of logo or any kind
perfect.
Of computer stuff from them. Now, I did.
That'll work.
Do,
we can do that.
I did do my what I can do on my own. Since I'm not that savvy,
okay.
I got down all the zip codes that
okay.
I wanted to target. Can we do like that?
Yes, exactly. So we can target big cities and small. We can target specific zip codes. We can even target specific neighborhoods within a zip code where you most want to be found.
Now, I'm not going to ask how does that work because I guess I should just not have to worry about that, right?
Right,
it's
right.
With the
ads that we run, we pretty much dial it in to exactly where you want to be found. And if there's places, I know you go about 100, 120 miles. If there's places inside that area that you don't want to go, if there's some place, you know, even outside that area that you want to be found, we can do that.
I have did a few things like with Angie's List and shit, like, you know?
Right. Yep.
I live on the water.
Okay.
And across the bay, it's 5 miles.
Yeah.
The Chesapeake Bay, where I'm located, is 5 miles to the other side. But it takes me 2 hours to drive to the other side. I don't want
okay.
these over there.
No, you don't.
Know, the way they did it was a big circle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And that don't work for me, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't draw a circle around you. I mean, wherever you want to go, that's where we're going to get you found. You don't want to go someplace, we're not going to run those ads there. So it's very targeted.
I wrote down zip codes, and I got a shitload of them, okay?
Okay.
Well, I wrote down every zip code in Calvert County. So I want
okay.
the entire Calvert County. Is that the
okay.
way we want to do that?
We can go by the entire county if you want everywhere inside it.
Okay, and then I got the surrounding counties where I want the
okay.
counties that touch it. I got those zip codes
okay.
is what I'm doing.
Okay,
so
everywhere in Calvert County, every zip code, and then you've got additional
right.
zip codes as well.
That's correct.
Okay, so I've just got Calvert County, and then we can put the additional zip codes on top of that.
And Calvert County probably has 20 zip codes. I didn't know that. I don't know if you come up with that. I ain't got no. Where's my damn pen at here? Paul, hold on. Paul,
one,
did I
two,
warn you?
Three, four, five, six, seven. I see 14.
let me say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, 14. Okay, so I missed. Yeah. Okay, so that's cool. We got that. Okay. Now, I got the neighboring county. Zip codes of Anne Arundel County. You want me to give you those zip codes?
Yes, I'm ready for those whenever you are.
Okay, good buddy. Let's go with this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull this damn thing a little closer to me. Okay, it's 227. No, stop. Let me get geared up.
207.
20758.
Okay.
20779.
Okay.
20733.
Okay.
20751.
All right.
20764.
Okay.
20765.
Okay.
20778.
Yes, sir.
20776.
Okay.
21403.
All right.
21037.
Okay.
21039.
Got it.
20716.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now, that's one county surrounding where I want to do some action at. Now, we got another county. It's PG County, Prince George's County.
Okay.
I got a few of those. But some of these might be a repeat in Calvert because they crisscross.
Okay.
So that'll be okay. And there's about 20 of those.
Okay. So this is PG. The ones I just gave you
is Anne Arundel County.
Okay. Okay. So you want to go ahead with the PG ones?
Yes, sir. Yeah. But I might have some Anne Arundels and Calvert in there too, and what I'm getting ready to give you right now.
I'll try to make sure I'm not duplicating anything, but it's okay if I do. Yeah.
You know, I think there is going to be some duplicating. I'm not exactly sure. In fact, there is going to be because I started separating myself. I just never got ready.
Okay.
Are you ready? We're going to have a few duplications.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
20639.
Okay.
20608.
Okay.
20736.
Yes, sir.
20613.
Okay.
20754.
Got it.
20736.
Yes, sir.
20772.
Okay.
20711.
All right.
20776.
Okay.
20774.
Got it.
20772.
Okay.
20735.
All right.
20613.
Okay. Now we got that one twice, and we got the 20776 number twice.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, I think those are the only ones that I've seen so far.
Yeah. Okay. 20623. We're not done though. Sorry,
I
might like two on that.
That's okay.
20713.
Okay.
20748.
All right.
20637.
Okay.
20612.
Okay.
20657.
Got it.
And remained in the least. Last one is 20629.
20629. Okay.
How many doubles do you think we have?
So far, just...
I'll find out. I'll find out. Okay.
Well, I've got 20613 and I've got 20713. But other than that, I think the two that we caught already are the only duplicates that I see.
All right. I'm not going to, I got just on a scratch piece of paper. It should be
saying that's okay. No, that's okay.
Okay. Now, Paul, listen. So you want to call me, do you need that, logo? And
we'll do a follow-up call. Yeah, we can either do that later today, but you said your guys aren't going to be around today, right?
Tuesday. I'll give you a call Tuesday, and we'll get it out Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'll get everything set up
on my end today, and then we'll schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's a follow-up call where our technician is going to want to find out things like mission statement and motto, what's unique about your business, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, and then, of course, you or your guy can email us the logo that we'll be using for the website and things like that. So we'll do that follow-up call on Tuesday. I need just a couple of minutes of your time here to get everything set up. I think I already have all the information that I have. firstandlastname@gmail.com, that's a good email address for you. And then I think I asked you before, the 5127 Shore Drive, Suite C, do customers ever go out there?
5127 Shore Drive is my house.
That's what I thought.
Where I live at. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
My office is off of Marble. Nobody ever goes to my office.
Is there a Suite C connected to that address at all?
Yes, to Upper Marlboro.
Okay, I got it.
You got my Upper Marlboro address. I've been working out of there for a long time. I put a mailbox up, but I don't get no mail, but I've been meaning to get cards made. I put that mail on there.
Okay.
And I'm going to change my phone number. I'm going to put a new answering thing on there like you got text services. I'll get one of my guys to do that Monday or something. I'll go by the store and get that done.
The 410-474-5437, that's the number that we're going to use for now, right?
That's the number we always going to use.
Okay, so that's not going to change. Okay, gotcha.
No.
All right, so I've got the information that I need. We'll take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call for Tuesday. And then
I think, Paul, my head's all over the place. So bear with me.
I think
I should just be open 24 hours. They call me anytime. Don't call me after 4. I think the client should be able to call me anytime. I'm going to answer the phone. I might be sleeping, but I'm going to call you right back.
Okay. All right. That's 24/7, right?
I think that's a good slogan. I might be sleeping, but I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Wake me up. That's fine. I'll call you back. I like it.
I have no problem with that.
So, we can kind of finalize that mission statement, motto, or slogan when we have that follow-up call on Tuesday. And then the other thing that I have to do, and it only takes a couple of minutes, but because we are Google partners, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time. That we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're actually waiving the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then, Teddy, before I do that voice verification, again, this is the exact amount of $299. We're waiving that setup fee. Everything's included. No extra taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, not for click, call, or job or percentage of your profits or anything like that. So that initial payment of $299, Teddy, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
That's a good question. Let me get it out and take a look at it, all right?
Okay, sure. No problem.
No, I just had, okay, here we go. Are you ready? It's going,
yes, sir.
It's got that, I think it's MasterCard, got them two, it got a red dot.
The
two, but
the circle,
say,
red and yellow.
Yeah,
one.
Two circles. It doesn't
okay.
say MasterCard on it's
that,
a Capital One.
That's the MasterCard logo, and if it starts with a 5, then it certainly is a MasterCard. All MasterCards start with a 5, all Visa cards start with a 4.
Man, Paul, you trip now, man. For knowing that kind of information. Do you want me to give you the number, Paul?
Doing that. Yeah, if you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay, Paul, you ready?
Yes, sir.
5178.
Okay.
0589.
Okay.
8892.
Yes, sir.
7342.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It's 1/28.
Oh, 1/2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
301. Yeah, 301.
Okay, I got 301 on the back. I've got January or 01/2028 for the expiration. And the card itself is at 51/78/05/89/88/92/73/42.
You're pretty sharp there, Paul.
Okay. Does that bill at the 5127 Shore Drive, 2039?
It sure does, Paul.
Okay. And then is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Okay.
And my name is Theodore. Is the way it's on the credit card and bill. Theodore A. Ethanus.
A like apple, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, in about a minute or so, and you certainly prefer Ted or Teddy, though, right?
Yeah, you've got, yeah.
Okay. And then in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does come through our automated system. It has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. I do, though, need to get through the voice verification real quick, though, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me, have a question, or want me to clarify my question. Luckily, it's pretty straightforward. Teddy, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Teddy, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
How do I want it to appear online? Ted Specialties.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and
title. Paul, I don't want to change the subject. Do you think we should go with Ted Services?
You know, I want it to be consistent the way it's branded and has been branded. So
okay.
I mean, Ted Specialties is fine, and then we will talk about all the different services that you want to be found for. But I think I think it's a little catchier, you know. It makes people think a little bit. It makes them look twice, and they, maybe wonder what your specialties are, and then they're going to want.
I'm not good at making these big decisions. Okay. So look, what'd you say the name of your company is? Local Splash.
Local Splash. Yeah, local, like your local newspaper, and Splash like a splash of water. Like I said, you're going to get the confirmation email that does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation. By the way, Teddy, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time, of course. And then you can email the support team 24/7, of course. And if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will also be on the confirmation email that you'll receive about a minute or so after I get through the rest of this voice verification. So I've got the name is Ted's Specialties. That's how we'll keep it for now. We can always change it at any time. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
You mean like my full name, Theodore Anthony Fanish, or you want me to go with Teddy Fanish?
You can go with Teddy if you like. It's totally up to you.
Ted Fanish.
Okay. Mr. Emanis, you're the owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Teddy, as the owner of Ted Specialties, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, this is an adventure.
Of course, and you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That's right. I am the only one.
Of course. And then, Ted, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Ted. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do. So they're going to be contacting me on emails also.
They may. Now, most of the time, you're just
I don't have a problem with it, but I just want to make sure, you know, what's coming across here.
So the way that it works is everything has the click-to-call feature. So they'll be calling you directly most of the time. The website that we build, though, it will also have a contact form. So maybe it's too late in the day or something like that. They don't want to call you. They just want to put in the information telling you where they are located, what they want to have done, when they're hoping you can come out. When they fill out that form on your website and hit submit, that triggers an email being sent to you as well as a text message. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly as they most often will or reaching out to you through your website, it is just that flat rate. Okay.
Sometimes some emails go into spam.
Sometimes they do. It depends. Especially if it's Gmail to Gmail and yours is a Gmail account. If they've never reached out to you before, it may go to your filtered mail, your spam or promotional folder. But that's why you always get a text message too. So that goes right to your phone. That's usually the easiest way for you to see if someone has been on your website and instead of calling you, they filled out that form. Okay. So of course,
I do not want to miss. I paid $300 for the service. I can't afford to miss any phone calls or anything.
That's exactly why it's in the voice verification, because our job is to get your phone ringing, but it only works when you answer the phone. And it's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients, I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or we're still mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, it's a concern, not because I have to call them again. I mean, of course I will. That's my client. But I'm more concerned because I know that if I was a potential customer calling and I get mailbox not set up when I'm trying to call the business number listed on Google, I'm probably not going to try and call them back later. I'm probably just going to try and call somebody else. So We don't want you to miss those opportunities. Our job is to make your phone ring. Your job is to answer it, talk to the people on the other end who will have seen your website before they called you, so they're really excited to speak with you about your services and hopefully work with you. So as long as you agree to answer the phone, it's going to work perfect.
I'm going to change my voicemail, and I'll call you back in 10 minutes, or you can even leave a message.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But I'm telling you, I'm calling these people. Sometimes you're on the other line. Sometimes you're on the ladder. I'm calling these fucking people back. I got to get this to work, man.
No, it's going to work. Like I said, as long as you're answering the phone, as long as you're responsive, it's going to do wonders for you. It's going to set you up perfect for 2024. We're still getting it done today, which is before the end of the year. So, of course, it's a tax write-off for 2023 as well. So just kind of looping back to that voice verification, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Infantis, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month. The reason we ask, Ted, is that all the content that we're going to create for you, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Of course, even more important is we want to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Ted, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, with the price reduced, the website included, the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, is going to be charged today's date, the 29th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Ted, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we're also going to include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, Ted, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, which means it's at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Teddy, is that to prevent charges to your next month of service, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Teddy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
It all sounds pretty good, but did not understand one thing.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe two things. One thing I didn't understand is, what is this? Contact you 3 days before, what happens?
Okay, so it's scheduled to bill on the 29th of the month, right?
Right.
We are closed on the weekend. Today is a Friday. So if your billing date happens to fall on a Saturday or a Sunday, or like this upcoming week, we're closed on Monday, we may be closed on Friday. Rarely it's going to be both. We want you to call us, if you can, at least 3 days before your billing date, just so we can prevent that charge from happening. Let's say you know that you're going on vacation, or you've got a couple big jobs and you don't want to keep the service running so you get more jobs. You can pause it at any time. You can stop at any time. Now, that's so we can prevent the next month from billing in the first place. many years ago, I don't even know how many years ago, but I've been with the company myself now 10 and a half years, so maybe 7, 8 years ago, I did a short stint in the client support team. So I do know that if you happen to call the day it bills, the day after it bills, or a couple of days after it bills, you say, hey, I forgot to call you, but I wanted to pause it or whatever it was, we would always refund it. But just to prevent the charge from happening in the first place, we say to call us at least 3 days before your billing date. So, you know, call us before the first of the month. Call us, you know, at the end of the month on a Monday through Friday, and you should be just fine.
All right. Okay.
Was there something else that you wanted me to clarify?
There was something else about that pausing. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Let me make sure I understand this. This is, I don't know. I don't know how it worked. But if I wanted to pause it for a week, how'd that work? Talking about pausing it for a whole month, right?
Usually we would pause it on a per month basis, just so that we don't have to change the billing date. Okay. But one thing that we can
I wouldn't be worried about the billing. I'm not worried about the billing. What I'm worried about is my phone ringing, and I'm taking on more work when I cannot be answering this phone because I'm busy for the next 2 weeks.
So we can do that. I'm not worried.
If the $300 is going to be an issue, I might as well get the fuck out of this business.
Well, we can pause your ads too. I mean, we're running specific social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads. We can turn those on and off, you know, in a heartbeat, so to speak. But if you call us and you say, hey, I just got a real big job and I'm going to be booked out for the next couple of weeks, I don't really want more phone calls because I'd have to tell them I'm not available right now and see if they want to schedule it out. We can pause those ads. We can move those ads around. Like I said, we can target wherever you want to go. We can turn them on and off at any time. So for the service itself, we can pause those ads. But even if you pause it for a month or so, we're not going to take your website down. I mean, it's still going to be there for people to see it, right? So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you come to a downhill. Of course, you can stop pedaling. You're going to keep on going for a bit. You might even pick up speed for a while. But without us continuing to update and optimize, if it's going to be paused for like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, then you might start to see your placement trickle off that first page, but it doesn't happen overnight, right? But we can pause your ads, and we can pause them for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2, 3 months, right? Just let us know. And again, we would hope that you call us before your billing date. Anytime in the middle of your cycle is fine, but if it bills, you know, right after it bills, we might have to refund that payment if we're going to pause the service.
Okay. Paul, I think we are on the same page, Paul.
Okay. So that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It's got the client support phone number.
I haven't got it yet, Paul.
Well, no, like I said, it takes about a minute for our system. I wanted to clarify all of your questions just in case before we process that payment. But once that payment processes, it takes about a minute for you to get that confirmation email. And if you've got a pen handy, I'm happy to give you that information anyway.
What information are you going to give me?
This is the client support phone number. So if you miss one of our calls, this would be the number to call back. If you've got any questions, if you say, oh, you know, I just sent you an email with some photos, did you receive it? You can either call us or email us. Emails 24/7, calls Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. It's, if you want to write down the number, I can give it to you. It's 877-635.
Okay, hold on, Paul.
Yeah, sure. 877-635-6225. So again, 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can, like I said, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., I should say. But you'll receive that information in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email, that first month's email. or that person's invoice.
Yeah, something just came across. What time is 10 a.m. to what time?
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay. Paul, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Paul, we're talking on the phone, and on the phone, the caller ID is 410656-8347.
Okay. You can call that number too, but it will route through our mapping coordinators. In fact, you spoke with Aliana, and she let me know that you had called while I stepped away from my desk. So you can call that number too. I don't think it goes to voicemail though. So I was just wondering about that. Yeah,
because that number's in my neighborhood. That's a local number.
Yeah.
That's
so the reason that you see a local number from your area is the voice verification. Okay. So because we are Google partners, and if it comes to it before we process the payment, we have to do the voice verification, which of course gets recorded through the computer. So all of our calls are generated outbound through the computer. It's a VOIP, voice over internet protocol. So what it does is it grabs the number that it thinks is local to the person that we're calling. So, like, if you've got a cell phone from when you live states away, it's going to grab a number that closely matches your cell phone, which, again, might not necessarily be close to you. But that's just how that works, because the calls are recorded through the computer, so the outbound calls are generated that way. But that's why you see that local number. But it is an inbound number. You can call that number, and it would get to one of our mapping coordinators. Anyone who answers the phone can transfer the call to me. We work the same hours. If we're not working, it's probably not going to let you leave a voicemail, but the toll-free number will. 24/7, you can call that number if we don't answer. We're either not in the office or, you know, overwhelmed with phone calls. It might go to voicemail during business hours sometimes.
I got another question for you, Paul. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When's my phone going to start ringing?
So the Facebook ads were supposed to say 7 to 10 business days, but my experience is it's usually less than that. It takes us about 3 or 5 days to build out your website. And again, we can always make updates down the road for that as well. We're going to start creating the content to get you on that first page of Google and Bing right away. As soon as we do that client interview, that's the point of that on Tuesday, to get the information that we need to start creating that content and start building out that website. So that does bring me to that client interview. If we're looking out to Tuesday, the schedule is basically wide open, starting with the first one available at 10 Eastern, the last one available at 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Eastern time is when they take their lunch. So that would be the only spot where there's not at least one available client interview. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, late in the day on Tuesday?
I tell you what, I don't know, but let's try 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
10, okay, 10 Eastern. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call itself takes about a half an hour in that one-hour window. It usually does, though, gets you pretty close to the beginning of the hour, maybe 5-10 minutes past at the most. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, Teddy, just in the beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. If I am already on a call, then they'll just call you on their own. Either way, they're going to take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on the call, well, I guess even if I am on that call, I still did want to put a little bit of extra protection, a little added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Ted Specialties, even if it's you, Teddy, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pal, first pet.
Pal, P-A-L?
Pal, yeah, pal.
Okay, all right, I got to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like it sent a lot. Kind of wish it would wait on some of those. You got the welcome email.
I got it. Let's take a look here. Text message. Shit. Okay. Count four. Proceed. You do. Please.
The one that says local / initial invoice. That's the one that you'd want to open up now.
Geez. How many times you send a damn thing to me? Okay. Hold on here, Paul.
That's what I was saying. I wish it would wait a bit before it sent everything out, but.
Damn.
They get sent within a couple of minutes
Thanks for confusing me really well. Okay.
Hey, I don't run it, but I always tell everybody, I wish they would wait. The welcome email, you do need it eventually, but you don't need it on the phone call. Looks like 9:59 or 12:59 your time is when we sent out the initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to see right now. And then you got the welcome email with our client support phone number. And an additional email I'll talk about in just a second here.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to make you a thing. But so it says tap to load preview. So I'm hitting it, right? Let me hit that, Paul.
Which one does it say now?
Tap to load for the preview.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold on here.
Hopefully,
real
it's
small
the one.
Print.
Okay.
I'm hitting it. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I hit it.
Hopefully
Not available. Let me hit this. I'm going to hit this. I got an email down here. It says support@localsplash.com. Do I hit that? Let me go through here. Here's another one. Let me hit this one. Okay. Geez. Something came up. Google from Sign-In.
Okay.
So what's going on with that?
Well, so that's to verify your listing on Google. You don't have to do that now, but when you get a chance,
yeah.
Any photos you can send, just to help us. Google wants to make sure that every business that is on the first page is indeed a local business that will provide those services when called. So, the photos of your service vehicle, the tools that you use, obviously your service base, so there's not like a showroom or storefront that you have to take a picture of, but like where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it, or even like a close-up of the tools in there. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on here. I'm trying to write down this number. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I thought you checked all that already, Paul.
Well, no, I just have to make sure that you're aware. There's a link that you can use to send that information to us. We just kind of want to have it just to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that everything's Google compliant. And then... The one that we need you to see now, though, is the one that says local / initial invoice. It might be the only one that you haven't checked yet, but if you click on it says something like, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below, and then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email. We have a file. Please click here. How about that one? Want me to hit that one?
It should be that one. Yeah, it says please click right, here. Click here is hyperlink.
Okay, gee, Paul, what is all this you want me to read? This thing goes on and on and on and on.
It's a lot. It's just everything we went over in writing. I can summarize it for you. Google's going to be our main focus. It's everyone's main focus. So we're going to optimize you to show up for people searching on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing. It's another search engine where like 1 out of 10 people will use it, where 9 out of 10 will choose Google. But we'll also do the directory submissions. We're going to do the website for you, the Facebook ads. You can look through that if you like. It's there. Like I said, we cover it in the voice verification already. The line that goes across has your mobile number on there. A couple of boxes we want you to check. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. Those are, of course, just text messages through the computer. So we do want to be able to message you. Please click that box. The other one, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. There's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. And that's where you're going to either type in or copy and paste your name, and it needs to be exactly as it appears. If you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. If you type it in, it's case sensitive. So the T, the A, and the E in your last name are capitalized. There's not a period after the middle initial, just the A by itself. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, simply click the confirm signature box to the right of it, and that will do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've included the website for you. It allows us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are, of course, an active business in the area. And to do that initial NAPW audit to clean up any information that's already out there, and then to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. So just let me know when you see that next screen.
Oh, boy, Paul. So look, it says, this is just a formality, Paul. Can I say that? Because we've been on the phone for a while.
No, okay, it is just a formality, but what it will do, and this is why it's in place. If we call you on Tuesday and you don't answer, we call you again a couple of times later and you still don't answer, we'll reschedule the call. And if we're not able to reach you for your client interview, when you click here and you agree, it allows us to do what we call it client interview in absence, right? So without actually talking to you, from what we see online already, we're going to get your account started. We want to start building your website. But, of course, the voice verification is pretty clear. We want you to answer the phone when it's your customer. We want you to answer the phone when we call you. But when you click on this and confirm your signature, worst-case scenario is we can still get you found on Google without having you give us the information that we hope to get. So it is a bit of a formality, but it is to help you and protect you to make sure that we're providing the service that you're paying for.
Okay, so I'm just going to hit this dot, and it's small. It is small, so I'm going to hit it. Let's see. Okay, that one. And it says, I can't even read this, Paul. A correct that I am the authorized holder. Okay, so I'm going to click that. Okay, so that's what I'm doing here. Let me see. And this is small for me to read, too. This ain't no big thing to read. Click here and type your name as above.
As it appears, yeah. So it's going to be Theodore A. Fantas, and the T is capitalized.
Okay, let's see if I can do. Let me see if I can do. And the E and the A is capitalized.
Correct. And not a period after the middle initial. It has to be exact. Of course, Theodore with a capital T, a space.
Space. Okay, got it. Let me try this, Paul. Hold on here. Damn, man, I ain't good at this shit at all, Paul.
Well, this is the hard part.
Hold on here. Yeah.
The easy part is coming after this.
I have just about enough already, Paul.
I hear you. No, it's especially when they send you out emails that you don't need to see at the moment just to confuse things.
Mm-hmm. Space. Uh-oh. Okay, I got to capitalize.
Capitalize
A.
The A.
Capitalize E. F. A. N. D. I. S. Okay. Now what, Paul?
There should be a confirmed signature that
The firm signature, okay, I hit that. Okay. Okay, so now username.
What is that about, Paul?
Don't worry about it. You can stop already. I know you want to stop, and this is going to let you stop. So, and I'll explain why you're seeing it. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll use, if you like, to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Your username is easy to remember. It is your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You don't have to do it now. In fact, if you tried to do it now, it would probably give you an error message that your dashboard's not active yet. In fact, in a couple of days or so after we do your client interview, you'll get by text and email your username, which I've already given you. It's just the phone number, 410-474-5437. Just those numbers. That's your username. You can't change it. It's already assigned.
Hold on here. Hold on. What's my username?
Your phone number with the area code. But just numbers.
Okay.
No, don't worry about dashes or parentheses or spaces or anything like
that. No
dashes.
Let me write that down again.
You'll get it by text and email when your tracking system is active. You're going to get it by text and email the username that you already have, and then there will be a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never change it, and that's fine. But right now the tracking system, or the automated system, I should say, thinks that your tracking system is already active, so it's trying to prompt you to log into your account. But you don't have to do that right now. But once your client interview is done, you'll get by text and email that username and your password. You don't have to respond to it, but I'm sending you a calendar invite for that follow-up call at 10 your time on Tuesday. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G, that's just client interview in English, and then it's got your username, which is your phone number without the punctuation on it, and then your name and your actual phone number. You don't have to
That's on the 2nd, right?
On the 2nd, on Tuesday the 2nd at 10 Eastern. You'll get also a reminder email at 9 Eastern on Tuesday.
Okay, Paul. All right, Paul.
All right. That's it. I mean, you're done. We have that conversation on Tuesday. You send us photos. You send us your logo. After that, you don't even have to use your tracking system, although I probably shouldn't say that. It's got a lot of information on there. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. If you have to update billing information, you can do that too.
Paul, can I send this stuff to you? Paul, can I send you the logo? And,
yeah.
And what else do you need, Paul?
Well, photos for your website, anything you want on your website now. I've already got all the zip
codes. Can I send those to you anytime?
At any time, even before Tuesday. Yeah, absolutely.
Where do I send those to, Paul?
You can use photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com if you like for the photos. You can really just send everything to the support email, which is support@localsplash.com. You can send
anything there. Support at that crazy looking thing.
Yeah.
At L O C. Oh, go ahead. So you spell it to me. L O C A L. Slash.
L A S H.
A S H at .com.
Just .com. So support@localsplash.com. So the confirmation email, the welcome email, has that email address on there. So send anything there.
How are you going to know this stuff come from me?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing.
Okay, Paul. I had enough, Paul. I mean, I don't know if I'm
willing to let you go. I appreciate your patience. I know it's a lot to deal with, but the hard part is done. Like I said, once we do that client interview, all you have to do is answer your phone.
All right, Paul, I got to get this to work now. I'm going to talk to you Tuesday. We got to get this thing ringing.
I'm excited. It's funny that you called me. I just stepped away from my desk, and yours was going to be the next phone call. First thing I saw, though, was that message from Allie saying that you had already called.
All right, well, we're on it. I'm going to talk to you guys Tuesday.
All right.
This thing goes. I don't know what to expect from you guys Tuesday. We'll figure it out. So I'm going to talk up with my guy. I'm going to pre-send you this stuff. You're already going to have it. okay?
Okay.
So I won't have to have him sit in front of me at 10 o'clock, and we'll go from there, okay?
That will definitely work, and we're excited to get this going. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Happy New Year to you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Teddy. Bye now.